私たちを神様から引き離そうとしているんです。
Every other thing in this world is pulling us away from our relationship with God. A relationship is a two-sided thing.
関係というのは本当に両方向、一方通行ではないんですね。
God promises to be faithful. But we also need to respond in faithfulness. The Japanese is upper. I guess the English is still up. But it says in this passage that we're partners with Christ. In the passage we read last week, it says we're yoked with Christ. Those words talk of commitment.
それお互いが決心して献身する、そういうものをこの言葉が意味するんです。
Commitment to God.
神様に献身すること。
Commitment to His body.
キリストの体である教会に献身すること。
Because God promises us love.
私たちに愛を約束してください
ました。He promises us hope.
そして希望を約束してくださいます。そして神様の臨在存在を私たちに約束してくださいます。
But we have to hold on tightly to these promises.
握ってらっしゃいます。それは約束を私たちに手放してはいけないんです。
Because if we let go,
それをもし手放してしまったら、
we'll be controlled by sin and by fear.
本当に恐れに私たちは支配されてしまいます。
Satan
is
going around telling us lies and deceiving us. And rather than choose to believe his lies, we have to actively choose to believe the promises of God. And in order to do that, we have to hold on to his promises as His church, as His body, as His
body.
As
His body. As His body. As His body. As His
body. As His body. As His body. As His body. As His body. As His body. As His body. As His body. As His body. As His bodyAnd with whom was God provoked for 40 years? Was it not those who sinned, who by himself in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who were disobedient? So we see that they were unable to enter because of unbelief.
Keep listening while the anger was caused. Who was it?モーセに率いられてエジプトを出た人々の全部ではありませんか。神は40年の間誰を怒っておられたのですか。罪を犯した人々、屍を荒野にさらしたあの人たちではありませんか。また私の安息に入らせないと神が誓われたのは他でもない従おうとしなかった人たちのことではありませんか。それゆえ彼らが安息に入れなかったのは信仰のためであったことがわかります。
So he's reminding them some more about what happened to God's people in the wilderness.
もう一度著者はですね、実際にイスラエルのためどうだったかということをもう一度。
And he's reminding that they so experienced the blessings of God.
神様の祝福についても語るんですけれども。
But how did they respond?
それに対して彼らはどのように。
They turned their backs on God.
神様に逆らってしまったということが何で逆らったんですか。
Why?
なんででしょうか。それは
They were afraid.
恐れがあったんですね。
And the writer of Hebrews is saying, Don't be like that.
ケルビテの使者はですね、そのようにアンナを恐れるなと。
Don't be ruled by your fears.
あなたの恐れに支配されてはいけないという。
As God's people, right here and right now, be motivated by your faith.
私は信仰によって。
Be motivated by God's promises.
神様の約束によって立つ。
Because God has already given each and every single one of us abundant grace. God has already taken you out. Remember, where did He take you out from? That's your story.
一人一人が
今
の中であるでしょう、体験があるでしょう、皆さん
の私があるでしょう、今ここにあるでし
ょう。皆さんをどこから解放し、解放されましたか。
But God did not just take you out.
でも皆さんを解放したのは、皆さん
だけではなくて、He also brought you in.
それだけではなくて、もっと素晴らしい知恵と導き入れてくださった
んですね。Into this particular family.
この家族ですね。例えばこの水場じゃないですかという、この家族に導き入れてくださ
いました。And He calls us.To not just remember our personal story.
自分の体験の話だけではなくて、それだけじゃなくて、私たちは、
He tells us to remember our particular part in this bigger story.
その体も神様の大きな計画の一つであるということを示してください。
So what is your part in this story right here and right now? What?
Your
part of God's people right here and right now at
Nineveh.
We have to listen to God's promises. We have to believe God's promises. We have to stop listening to lies and deceitfulness. And we have to stop being afraid.
We have to believe God is with us and for us.
And then we have to make our choices every day based on those beliefs. We have to make our choices based on our faith. We have to make our choices based on our faith.Not based on our fears.
の恐れが私たちの中心であってはいけないんです。
In other words,
we have to obey God. 私たちは神様に従う必要があります。
How do you live?
私たちの生き方はどうでしょうか。
How do you love?
私たちはどのように愛しているでしょうか。
You love from fear?
You
love because you have experienced God's love for you and God's love for us. Let's just read the last part of the passage. There's two more parts. I think one before that. So it says, therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us fear, lest any of you should seem to have failed to reach it.
だから神の安息に預かる約束がまだ続いているのに、取り残されてしまったと思われるものがあなたのうちに出ないように気をつけましょう。
Wait a minute. Why is he talking about fear? He's saying, let us fear.
なんでこれ恐れましょう。恐れってこれどういう意味でしょうか。
I thought all along we weren't supposed to fear.
私たち恐るべきじゃない、恐る必要ないと今まで言ってきた。
He's talking about a completely different kind of fear.
この恐れは違う種類の恐れですよ。
This is the fear of God.
これは神様に対する恐れです。
The fear of God means when we know that He's God and I'm just me.
神様は神であって私は小さな自分に過ぎないというそういう。
The fear of God God means that I'm going to live to honor you.
And I'm going to mess up, I know that.
And I'm going to mess up, I know that. But I know that you will give me the grace to keep going. And I'm going to mess up, I know that. And I'm going to mess up, I
know that.
And when we fear God like this in a good way,
we
stop fearing in a bad way.
他の悪い恐れが終えすることはなくなってしまうんですね。恐れなくなります。
Following
Jesus イエス様に従うことは
commitment.
私たちが決心して献身していくことです。
Following Jesus means denying ourselves.
私たちは自分を虚しくして
Jesus commanded us to take up our cross.
私たちは十字架を担いなさいと私たちに
言われました。パウロ
は言いますね。私は日々自分に死に出るとパウロは言っています。
We have to examine our heart.
私たちは自分自身の本当に心を探らなくて
は
い
けません。
私たちの思いを探って
We have to examine our motive.
私たちの動機は何か、何をもとに私たちが決心しているか
考えていきます。 We're toiling and toiling.
頑張っているけれども、
イエス様の約束は for our soul.
私たちの魂の安息がイエス様の約束なんです。
But I beseech all of you this morning.
皆さんに願うことが一つありますのは、
It's my belief from the bottom of my heart.
本当に私の心からの願いなんですけども、
That every single person in this room needs to change the way we live.
私たち一人一人の生き方を変える必要があると思います。
We need to change.The way we love.
私たちが愛する仕方も変えなくてはいけません。
I want to live like Jesus.
本当にイエス様が生きたように生きたいですね。
And I want to love like Jesus.
イエス様が愛してくださったように愛したいと思います。
I don't want to be controlled by my fears.
自分の恐れに支配されるのではなくて。
But I want to move forward as God calls me.Trusting in Him.
神様が私たちに従いなさい、そして神様に信じて信頼して進んでいきたいと思います。
So as we close today,
今日メッセージを続けていきますけれども、
I want you to think a little bit about where Nineveh has come from.
今私たちがどこから取り出されて、ニネベはどこから取り出されて、
Because to know where we are right here and right now,
どこにいるかということを思って、
I think it's important for us to remember some of our own history, some of this people's history.
また私たちの過去の歴史も私たちは思い出しておられますね。
Nineveh started with a crazy dream.
ですね、本当にクレイジードリームから始まったんですけども。
It started in an 8-mat room.
8畳の小さな居間から始まりました
。 Sometimes there was nobody there but me and Ma.
ね、ある時は2人だけ飲みました
。 We preached to the furniture.
それで、家具に話をするしかない部分です。
And then we moved into another house that was near a river. Anybody remember the river house? And at that house, every single week, we made rice at home and we carried the rice cooker.
毎週毎週炊飯器で、お米を炊いてその炊飯器を持って。
And not just once, but a few times, we dropped the rice cooker.
何度も炊飯器を落として壊したんですね。
So that rice cooker is a witness to what God has done.
その炊飯器見たら、
It's all taped up.
いっぱいガムテープでいっぱい貼り付けて何とか使って。
And then there was one summer when we carried a really heavy piano, not this piano, it was a heavy piano.
このピアノじゃなくて、前の重たいピアノをですね、毎週運びました。
And every single Sunday in the hot summer, Moss and somebody would carry this heavy piano to where we were going to worship God.
ピアノを運んでですね。途中で壊しちゃいましたけど、はい、ピアノを運びました。
And then we decided to move into this house, which was an absolutely crazy idea.
この家に移ろうとした時も、本当にその時は、本当ありえないことですよね。
And after we made that decision, do you remember what happened?
何が起きましたか?
We were told, I'm sorry, you can't have the house.
この家に行って決めた時にして、残念ながら、大家さんがダメですと言われました。
The realtor, real estate guy,told us we already signed a contract this morning.
今朝 ね、あの他の人たちでも伝えちゃいました。
But he kept believing God.
この場が神様の場所ではないかと思った。
And God opened the door for us to meet here.
でも今考えてみたら神様は不思議な技を今私たちここで会うことができ
た。And the firstfew weeks, more than a few, every single week we had to clean.
最初工事中でしたから、本当に毎週毎週もう、ついに掃除して。
There was a pile of stuff right here in this room and we had to move it.
毎週、だからいろんなものをいろんなところに動かして、みんなで集まること。
The only thing that was here was the floor and the air conditioner.
最初にあったのは床と一個だけエアコンで電気も何もないところで。
There was no ceiling.
天井もなかった。
There were just holes.
もう穴だらけでしたね。
But then there were a few people who made decisions for Christ. And there were a few people who decided to witness that decision with baptism. And if you haven't been baptized, you are going to be blessed if you decide to receive baptism, so I would encourage you before it gets too cold. Let's have a baptism.
まだ暖かいうちに決心して洗礼を受けましょう。まあそれが今いい祝福を与えることです。
If you're not sure, ask Simon.
ね、本当にあの寒いの大変だという経験はサイモンが一番大変
です。
寒かった時代を覚えましたね。
And then there were a few more people who made decisions.
また何人の方は違う決心を。
And a few more.And then there were people who were committed to serving the house. And they made sacrifices of their time and of their energy to help the people, to help
Mizubashi.
So that we could gather together and worship God. So that we could gather and grow together. So today, as we remember the people at Kadesh, I want to challenge you with one last thing. Each and every single generation has the responsibility to stand before the promises of God.
どの世代もそれぞれの世代が神様の約束の前に立って決心する選択する責任があるということです。
How many times did the author repeat the word today?
ヘブル人への書は何度も今日、今日、今日がという言葉を繰り返しています。
And today, right here on August 28,
2016, 2016年8月の27日、
me.And each and every single one of you stand at a new moment of history. What choice are we going to make for our next step? Mark exhorted the children to choose life.
子供たちに人生を命を選びなさいと今日進めている、ね、
That's the same choice that God is giving to you. Choose life.
示したんですね。人生、命を今日選びなさい。
It's not a hard test.
これは本当に大きなテストではないんですね。
Are you going to choose life or death?
人生か命か死か、どっちを選びますか？
Answer. Choose life.
多分皆さん答えでしょう。命を選ぶ。命を取る。
Are you going to choose obedience or disobedience?
従順を選びますか？それとも不従順を選びますか？
Are you going to choose to live from faith or to live from fear?
信仰に行きますか？それとも恐れによって行きますか？
Today,
when you hear His voice, do not harden
your
heart. 心を固くなにしてはいけない。お願いしましょう。
Father God, I just thank you. I thank you for your amazing faithfulness. Your faithfulness with your people. And that faithfulness kept going and keeps going for thousands of years. And you have invited us to be part of that story. To be part of your story. So Father God, wake us up. If we have become complacent or lazy, Father God, I pray that you would wake us up. Father God, if we have compromised, like the people that the Hebrews, the letter of Hebrews was, the people that it was written to, if we have compromised like those people, Father God, I ask that we would repent. Father God, I ask that we would no longer be motivated by fear. But I pray to you, my Heavenly Father, that we would choose
faith.
That we would choose belief, and we would choose to live and to love according to the promises of God. Thank you. he's standing here. And he says, come. Come. Drink from my hand. Sit at my feet. I'm always right here to welcome you. Come on. Don't wait. Right here. Right now. I'm inviting you. Come to the Father. Come to the Father. Jesus died to make a way.
Just
worship God. You can worship with a song, with your voice, or just in your heart. Let's just worship God. He's calling each and every single one of us. Let's just worship God. If you want to sing a new song that you just make up right now, go ahead and sing. If you want to just be quiet and just sit at His feet quietly and listen. But let's worship God. Let's worship in spirit and in truth.